Good morning, good day. My name is Elizabeth. I've got a little story to tell you this morning, and I pray that as you listen, I pray that the living God speaks to you. I pray that you don't hear me, but that you hear the Holy Spirit, and I pray that God would speak to your heart, and I pray that this edifies you in Jesus' name. Right, so I have a little confession to make. A lot of people that know me, a lot of you that know me personally would know that I've always had this thing about losing weight and trying to be a good size and be healthy as much as I can. A few years back, I think 2029 was probably the heaviest I ever weighed, if that's the right word to say. I know I weighed a lot. I would show you a picture and I was like, it was a struggle to move myself. My whole neck was clamping into each other. It was just hard work. And I remember I moved to the Midlands and started uni, and there was other health conditions coming with this extra weight. And I remember saying to God, God, you need to help me. I need to lose weight. And I would pray, and I got this dedication to go to the gym, the consistency. I would go to the gym classes, I would attend, I would watch what I eat. With the help of God, because I couldn't have done that on my own. I am not even gonna lie, I'm not that disciplined or that motivated. And with the consistency of doing that, I managed to lose weight. I think 2022, I managed, like a lot of people are someone's like, oh, wow, you've lost, even to a point where people just like, stop, you're doing too much, and like, you've gone too much. So of course, I'm whole, amazingly happy for that. And then what then happened? 2023, I started to slack. I wasn't going to the gym as much as I could. I sh used to. Yes, I started working and my work schedule was a bit more hectic than before, but still, I just got into that habit of making excuses. We're like, oh, do you know what? I should go to the gym. I had a gym membership, mind you. It wasn't like, and my gym was 24/7, so I could have gone at any time. But I was like, nope. There was always one reason or the other not to go. So come 2024, I'm looking at myself, I'm putting on my clothes, and I don't know if you've ever been there. You're wearing your clothes and everything is like, not me and you. Like, sis, I don't know where you're going with all this extra body in this small outfit. It doesn't work. So and I was like, no way. I looked at, I took pictures, I went out with my friend and I took pictures. I was like, oh, my stomach, everything. And like, nope. History. Affliction shall not rise again the second time in Jesus' name. So I had this weekend away that I went to an event. I went to FOL in Manchester, and the hotel I booked actually comes with a gym in it. So I thought, you know what? Let me do a bit of hot girl small now flex. Go to the gym, go and work out. Funny enough, I wasn't even going to go, but then I managed to have company that dragged me to go. So yeah, thanks chicken for that one. Just did a little light work. I did just arm workouts. I wasn't even doing anything extra, anything strenuous, lightweight and everything. This is my thought anyway. Please, somebody explain to me, as in why 4 days later my whole hands are hurting, like I've gone to lift the weight of the world. It's like, Edjo, it's not hard up. It's not making, as it will make sense, right? Like, it didn't make sense. I was thinking, what that, I remember telling my aunt that my arms, they ache, they really hurt, and I didn't even lift. I didn't even lift anything like that, like I'm normally used to. I was like, nah, that can't be right, man. What is this? But yes, and the beautiful thing about God is He takes every opportunity to teach us a lesson. So yes. The Holy Spirit stepped in and it was like, Anolua, do you realize the reason why you ache a lot is because you've stayed away from the gym for so long? It's because it's no longer a routine for you to lift anything. You don't go to the gym. You don't do what you used to do anymore. And all of a sudden you step back in there and you're expecting that, it's like I can pick up where I left off. And he went further to teach me that this is the issue with a lot of us Christians. We don't know how to create an habit. We don't know how to create a routine and stick to it. And what do I mean by creating an habit? I'm not talking about, creating an habit to make sure your hair is done, your nails are done, make sure you look like a babe all the time. That's so good. I'm talking about creating an habit of studying the word. You know, the creating an habit of daily feeding our spirit, man. We don't. We only, you know, a lot of us, we do these things of we are Christians on a Sunday. You know, when we go to church, we listen to the preaching from pastor. It edifies us. Some of us, you know, we make sure that we take our daily devotion. Today I've opened the Bible. I read one verse. Tomorrow I've opened the Bible. And, you know, we've got the beautiful Bible app on your phone as well that shows you your streak. That I don't know if you ever get this. I get it on my phone. When I've not opened that Bible app in a day, it gives me a notification. Don't lose your streak. Don't lose your momentum. So you get this urge to go on there and just click. And at least I've read the verse for the day. And the Holy Spirit was like, it's more than that. It's more than that. See, we need to develop this habit of knowing God more. So there's some of us that when we come to on Sundays when we read our Bible, I'm guilty, and I'm sure we all are, if we want to be honest with ourselves. You see, when you sleep and you have a dream and maybe somebody's chasing you, and then we wake up, instead the famous Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the sacred place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you know, it is beautiful that we feel like, you know, that we know these things. But it's more than that. The kingdom of God is more than that. It's more than I go to church on Sunday. It's more than I listen to a gospel song every Sunday. It's more than I post Bible verses every morning to show that I've read. It's more than even joining fire altar every morning. It's more than joining fire mama, fire papa. It's more than that. The Lord is calling us to a place of intimacy with him, where it's not just about this deep, spooky, you know, ooh, I speak in tongues. Ooh, I can feel the Holy Spirit. Ooh, oh, sha-da-da-da-da-da. And then that's it. No. It's more than that. The Lord is calling us to a place of intimacy, because this is how you build muscles. This is how you build strength. When you make that intentional decision to daily, it's a daily thing. Like, I am going to be intentional to spend 30 minutes every day to read the word. 30 minutes every day to meditate on the word. 30 minutes every day to spend time with God. You see, all the funny thing is, you see all this fire mama, fire father, papa that we follow. You know, this powerful man of God that helps you to ascend into the seven heavens and into the spiritual, supernatural. You know, oh, when I listen to that man of God speak, he's like, oh, there's fire in my spirit. The truth is, if you speak to every single one of them, there's none of them that will sit down today and tell you, oh yeah, I just got there by magic. No, it has taken a lot of tenacity, dedication, tears, tiredness, like strength. I'm sure there are days where they don't feel like it, for them to be able to be built up to where they are today, where they're able to be a blessing, where they're able to pour out into you. And yet you are here. You're refusing to grow. I hope you know that there is a nation, there is a city, there is people that are waiting for you to take up your mantle. There are people that God has called you to reach that I, Anoluwa, cannot reach. Your pastor cannot reach them. He has called you to it. But you are just here busy, YOLO here, you know, we only live once, you know, doing baby girl lifestyle, vibes on vibes. No, my darling, it's not only about vibes on vibes. It's not only about YOLOing. We need to build up our spiritual strength. You can't afford to starve your spirit, man. You know, one of my sisters did a word on YouTube recently where she talked about spiritual hypoglycemia. Now, if you're in the medical field, you know what that means. If you're not, for the lame man, it means basically where your blood glucose is low. Now, if you look after a patient that hasn't eaten, that hasn't fed their body enough, and their blood glucose depletes, it is a serious medical problem. See, the medics will tell you that it's better to treat an hyper, which is where the blood glucose is too much, than to treat an hypo, because that one is more deadly when it is not enough. And that is the same for your spirit man as well, like she said in that word. It is better for your spirit man to be overfed. Trust me, your spirit man cannot put on too much weight. Never. You can never. You can't. Your spirit man can't be like, you know what, we have eaten. No, never, never, never. But on the feeding your spirit man, it's a real crisis. It's a real problem. Because when your spirit man is not fed, it is hard work. That's when you have a lot of Christians that we go to church, but after we leave church, we still feel burdened. You know, we go to routine Sunday service, and then Monday to Saturday, there is like the world is coming to an end. Everything just burdens us. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you wouldn't. But what I'm saying is, when you spend more time in the Word, when you spend that intentionality, dedication to build yourself, to know who God is, not just have an idea that there is a God. You know, the Bible says those who know their God will do exploits. Not those who have an idea that we have a God. Not those who think God is some kind of sugar daddy. Not those who think God is, you know, God is supernatural, he's amazing, he's got his own throne up there, and I'm here doing my own thing. No, those who know their God, that means those who have an intimacy with God, those who are intentional about knowing. And the beautiful thing about intimacy with God is, as you sit before him and you're intentional to know him, there is no way, I repeat, there is no way on this earth that you will not be refined. There is no way that the things in you, the character in you, would not be taking a daily transformation. Another thing in the medical field that the Lord used to teach me again was, there's a thing we called alcohol withdrawal seizures. And this is where someone that is an alcohol dependent, and then all of a sudden, maybe they've not had alcohol for a few days, or they stop abruptly, they can actually have seizures, like the way you have your epileptic seizures. There are seizures that are alcohol withdrawal. What's that word now? Please burn me English. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's called alcohol withdrawal seizure. And I remember that I had to chaperone a doctor once to give advice to a patient. And one thing the doctors would recommend is you need to drink a bit of alcohol. Yes. So like, don't just cut it off. Drink a bit while you also get help on the side. And what did God use? What did God use this to teach me? Is that the fact is, when you make something an habit, it is hard for you to pull away from it. When something becomes an habit for you and you just abruptly stop it, something will not sit right. And that is the good thing. When you make spending time in prayer, spending time in the Word, an habit. And I know some people will listen to me now and say, you know, well, I join fire altar every morning. There's nothing wrong with fire altar. The pastor, the man of God that has been gifted, the woman of God that has been gifted to lead that fire altar, there's nothing wrong with it. If you get a moment to ask them a question and tell them, you know, how do you manage? Like, how did you get this far? Trust me, papa, fire mama, they spend time with God. If they don't go to that secret place and dedicate their time to building intimacy with him, I promise you, there's no fire altar. It's not even, I can bet everything on it that there will be no fire altar, because there is no growth. The growth we get in the secret place is what the public sees. So please and please, the whole background of my long epistle and my long talk this morning is that, can I encourage you to be intentional with God? And when I say intentionality, we all have 24 hours in a day. And every day that you go to bed and you wake up every morning by his grace, it's not because we are perfect. It's another day to try again. And take this as God's call to you this morning, that he's calling you to deeper things. He's calling you to an intimacy with him. He's calling you into dropping that religious routine of, I go to church, I'm a Christian, I have a Bible, you know, I can quote chapter this, I can quote chapter that. Because that's when you see a lot of Christians that they can read, their Bible is bigger than my forehead. But then when they talk, or when you see the way they live their life, it's like, That big Bible you're carrying around, I don't think half or any part of it has even entered you at all. Because see, the whole idea is not for us to be going about with a big book, you know, saying we have the Bible. It's not for us to be going around and say I can quote Genesis to Revelation. It's all good that you can read all the stories and you know the Bible from page one to page the end. But the truth is, how well is that Bible working in your life? Are people seeing you and are they seeing Christ? Are people seeing you and are they able to relate that this is a child of God? Or do you have to be the one to announce to say, yes, I'm a Christian, I go to church, look at me, Jesus is on my forehead? Please, let me encourage us this morning. Let me encourage us today. Be intentional to develop an habit of being intimate with God. Develop an habit of reading the word, of studying, of meditating, of spending quiet time with the Father. Because the more we behold, that song, I love that song, it says, we behold until we are formed. The more we behold in the place of intimacy, the more our life starts to transform. The more you start to see things. Because our mission on this earth is to be ambassadors for Christ, to bring people to the kingdom. How can we be effective for the kingdom of heaven? Even we ourselves, if when we ourselves are not being molded, if you are not building that muscle, how are you going to be able to carry the weight? How are you going to be able to do the things that you are called? And let me give you a news flash today. You know, if he, well, it's not me that God has called. God did not call me to be a pastor. God did not call me to, no. Yes, he might not call you to be a pastor, but let me guarantee you one thing. There is a purpose and a calling for you. If you think that, you know, I've just been called to just be in the choir and just sing, my dear, that is, there's more. God has a purpose. He didn't just create us to just drop us on this earth and just be doing whatever we want. No, there is a purpose, a specific purpose that has your name on it, that has my name on it. And I can't fulfill your purpose for you, just as you can't fulfill mine for me. How would you know your purpose? How would you know what God the Lord is calling you to? And if you know it, that is good. How are you able to function in it? How are you going to be able to sustain it? How are you going to be able to have longevity? I don't know if that's the way right way to pronounce that word, but still, shall we fake it till we make it? It is by developing that intimacy with the Lord. It's about spending time in the presence of the Father. So please, let me encourage you this morning to please choose to intentionally develop that habit, even if it's just 20 minutes a day. Intentionally say, you know, Monday to Sunday, I'm going to spend 20 minutes reading the word. I'm going to spend 20 minutes meditating on the word. I'm going to spend 20 minutes just spending time with God. You know what it means to spend time with your partner. You know what it means to spend time with your children. You know what it means to spend time with your friend. Let me ask you this. How many times do you spend with God? And I'm not talking about the time where you come into church and you go home. That is coming to fellowship. That is not the same as you spending time with God. You would know what I'm talking about. So please let me encourage you today. And if there is any way I can help, I am more than happy to help. Even if it means for us to join them together to read the word together. Even if it's for me to send you your first Bible in a translation that you will find easy to read, easy to understand. Because, Omo, let me be honest, me too, I can't be gutted about be gutted and be got this in the King James Version. It's not for me. English is too big for me. I basic English is what I can understand. Anything that is starting to be got to be gone is a lot. And if you're able to understand the King James Version, adds up to you more. More grease to your elbow, like you, whatever version you read, it's just spending time in the Word. Because, and another thing that I want you to know, the moment you pick up that Bible and you say you want to read, and I'm sure somebody can relate, the moment you pick the Bible, you're fine all day. But when you say you want to read the Bible, or you want to fast, or you want to pray, that is when this headache from nowhere will come, or that is when somebody that doesn't remember you 4 years ago would contact you. That is when something will happen. Because the truth of the matter is, the accuser of the brethren, the moment that the devil sees that you want to spend time with God, the moment he sees you carry that Bible, he's already having palpitations. He's like, no, we can't be doing that. What do you mean? Like, no. because that is his job. That is what he's there for. That is his assignment. The battle, and let me tell you something, the devil is not attacking you. The battle is, the devil is trying to, he's, the battle is between him and Christ. He's trying to show, like, I can get these people that you died for. I want them in my camp. And you have to say, I refuse to be in your camp. Like, Christ, you took that cross for my sake, and I want to be in your camp. And these are the ways that we stay in the camp of God. Not just by only going to Sunday service. It's good to fellowship. It's good to go to church. It's good to get involved in church activities. But let the light of God shine in you. Let God know you. You know, the Bible talks about how they will say, we did this in your name. We did that in your name. And I love the way Jesus replied them. He never said, I will say to you, no, you didn't do it in my name. He acknowledges that they did it in his name. Doesn't deny that they were used for him. It doesn't. And this is the place of gifting. And this is a whole nother topic for another day. But he said, I don't know you people. I'm not saying you didn't do it in my name, but I'm saying I don't know you. I'm saying we didn't have any intimacy. There was no relationship. There is no, and there's a lot of us Christian, we're out there, we're doing works. The Bible says we are not saved by works, but a lot of us are out here doing works. You know, I need to, you, when I attend the church service, when I do the evangelism, when I go, it is not coming out of a place of love and intimacy for the Father, with the Father. But it's more coming out of the place of works, because you feel like, I need to earn my salvation. No, you don't. Child of God, you don't. The Father loves you just the way you are. Spoiler here, and I might mess with some people's theology. The Father loves you that read the Bible Monday to Sunday just as much as he loves those ones that are in the world. You know, the biggest sinner that you can think of, the Lord loves them just as much as he loves you. Might sound unfair to you, might not sound accurate, but that is who he is. He is a Father. And it's not just a Father to the Christians. It's not just a Father to the people that go to church. He's a Father to the people that don't believe in him. He's a Father to the atheist. He's a Father to the worst criminal you can think of. He is a Father. And all he wants is for his children to come to him. So, child of God, let me encourage you this morning. Please, please, pick up that Bible. Pick up that Bible. Sit down. Spend that 10 minutes. Spend that 20 minutes. And it's okay if you manage to do it consistently for a week and then you drop off. It's okay if you struggle to get back onto it. It's fine. Pick up where you left. Don't let the devil condemn you. Don't let him tell you you've spent too much time away. The Lord doesn't want to hear your voice. No. The Father is desperate. His hand is open. It's like, child, come. Just come. Just come. Just come to me. His word has already told us this. It says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He won't condemn you. Don't think you have done the worst. Don't think, you know, I fall back into sin. I can't be back in the presence. It doesn't matter. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is compassionate. There is so much. There is no one that can love you on this earth like the Father loves you. So please, get into that word. Open your Bible. Let this be the kickstart, or I don't know what they call it. I think it's jump start. I don't know. Please, I don't drive, so I don't know. But let this be the igniting of that fire in you. If you had the fire and it was put out, let us reignite it. If you never had it, let us be a starting point. Nobody's perfect. Don't worry, you don't have to be fire mama. You don't have to be fire papa. You don't have to be it's okay. If you don't speak in tongues, it's okay. It's okay if you don't prophesy. It's okay if you don't see dreams. It's okay if you don't see visions. It's okay if you just think you're just another regular person in the church. That's fine. The Father is calling you to intimacy with him. That's it. Just start. 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 Child of God, start. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will give you strength. Thank you for listening to my long epistle this morning. Thank you for listening to my long epistle at whatever time you get to listen to it. But please, let us all build that habit of consistency. Spending time in the word of the Lord. Spending time in the intimate place with Christ. Spending that intimacy with the Father. Because just as the word says, those who look upon his face are radiant and their face will never see any shame. I leave you with that this today. And I pray that our Father in heaven will give you the strength. It will give you the conviction. It will give you the revelation. And as you choose to intentionally sit with him, that the Lord will meet you at the point of your need, wherever you are. Just as that Samaritan woman, the Samaritan woman, went by her daily business of just going to get water by the well. She goes there. I don't know how often she goes there, but it sounds to me like it's a routine thing she does. But on that very day, on that day that she decided, maybe she doesn't even come there often. And on that very day that she went, she had an encounter with Jesus. She had an encounter with the King. And her life was never the same again. I pray that at any point in time, whenever you decide, be it after hearing this message, be it a day later, be it a week later, I pray that the Lord Almighty will give you an encounter with him. I pray that you will encounter the God of light. I pray that you will encounter the King of Kings and that your life will never be the same again. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk this morning. I remain your favorite epistle writer, epistle speaker in the Lord Almighty. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will continue to strengthen us. And I pray that you prosper as your soul prospereth. Thank you so much once again. God bless you. Have a great day.